Hello, this is Chip DeNoor. I recently attempted to purchase an ad in the La Crosse Tribune entitled 9/11 Commission Covers Up for Bush.
Activist Chip DeNoor has had ads and letters to the editor of the La Crosse Tribune published in recent years. He's even paid for billboards on occasion to express a viewpoint. But the Tribune said no when DeNoor recently tried to buy an ad to display quotes from a couple of books suggesting a conspiracy within the federal government in regard to the September 11th terrorist attacks.
I can only conclude that the La Crosse Tribune, like the 9/11 Commission, is covering up for George Bush.
This ad. DeNoor says he offered to verify his information, but the newspaper rejected his ad before he could.
If they can shut down Chip DeNoor on this, they can shut down anybody with another opinion that they may not agree with.
DeNoor bought 8 60-second spots on radio station WIZM to criticize the Tribune and get his message out. The newspaper's retail advertising director is John Pfeiffer. It's common for people to complain the paper is one-sided, but Pfeiffer says it's within its rights to reject inappropriate, inaccurate, or information it considers in poor taste.
There are people in the community that are 100% convinced that we are a mouthpiece of the Republican Party, and there are another group of people that are just as firmly convinced that we're a mouthpiece of the Democratic Party, depending on what we run on the front page or a particular slant of a story that we carry from day to day.
Pfeiffer says he didn't have time to verify whether or not statements in DeNoor's ad were taken out of context. He says he doesn't know if DeNoor will buy ads in the future. He'd like the revenue, but they'll still have to meet newspaper standards to be published. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.